Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. As state officials and lawmakers look for ways to help Delawareans facing rising utility prices, one long-term answer could be solar, specifically something known as net metering solar for homes and businesses that install solar panels. A recent report produced for the Delaware Sustainable Energy Utility, also known as Energize Delaware, suggests investment in net metering produces significant benefits. This week, contributor John Hurdle takes a closer look at the report and what it could mean for the First State in his latest piece at DelawarePublic.org. And John joined me this week to discuss what he learned. So, John, let's start with the basic explanation of what we're talking about here. What is net metering solar, and where does Delaware stand right now in this area?
Net metering refers to if you have solar panels on your house or on your office, and you use the electricity generated by the panels for your own purposes, and then you have you generate excess electricity, you generate more than you actually need for your home or your business, and then you sell the excess back to your utility, and that's called net metering. And so what that results in is your electric meter literally going backwards. And those meters have the capacity to do that. And the reason that this has come up now is that net metering in Delaware does have limits, and the demand for it is running up against those limits. And so there's discussion amongst advocates and others about maybe the state should raise its limits and encourage more net metering.
So with that in mind, I guess that comes to the next question I have, which is, why was this report done? I guess it was to kind of look at where things stand and if doing more would actually be a benefit to Delaware. Is that correct? That was kind of the whole purpose of this?
Yes, that's correct. I mean, essentially what the report set out to do was to calculate whether the benefits of solar and in the industry jargon, this is called distributed generation, whether those benefits outweigh the costs or vice versa. And this is the first time that this exercise has been done for the state of Delaware. And it was carried out by an independent sustainable energy consultant based in New Jersey. The topic has been discussed by the Energy Stakeholders Group. That's a group of utility executives, environmentalists, consumer advocates, state regulators that have been brought together by State Senator Stephanie Hansen. And I've been hearing that there was a lot of disagreement between the members of this panel, and so. The suggested solution was that there should be a so-called value of solar study commissioned, and that was done in the hope that that would settle the arguments. And so that report was commissioned by Energize Delaware, and this is the result that we've just seen published recently.
What were the top line conclusions of the report? What did it find about the value of solar?
Well, the top line conclusions, it was very, very clear. It was that the benefits significantly outweighed the costs of net metering by a margin of almost 4-1. It calculated that every dollar spent on net metering resulted in $1.28 in direct benefits. And what they mean by direct benefits is that this is cost savings to customers who clearly don't have to pay as much or not at all for the electricity that they might otherwise pay to their utility, and also a reduced cost for grid operators because they don't have to supply as much power or do as much maintenance as a result of that. And so, you know, essentially they concluded, well, the more net metering there is, the more benefits there are.
And I guess from the customer side, it sounds like there is like some real benefits that while there may be a front end investment to put these things up, even with whatever tax breaks or incentives are included in it, ultimately it winds up being a good deal for a consumer.
Well, indeed, that was one of the things that the report concluded. Consumers who make this investment, they have lower or even no electricity costs as a result of the solar generated. There's no carbon emissions. And they can, the advocates will argue that there's actually relatively low capital costs involved in putting a solar array on your house or your business. So the argument runs that, you can get a pretty low interest loan through Energize Delaware, and you use that to put the solar array on your property. And then within, let's say, half a dozen years, the effectively free electricity that you're receiving effectively pays off the cost of that loan. And after that, it's so-called money in the bank.
How about from the utility and grid side of the equation? You mentioned some of the benefits that they mentioned in the top line. Can you dive a little bit deeper in there? What when we talk about lowering maintenance and things like that, how much of a benefit is that to the utility and grid side of things?
Well, it was striking. I got a statement from Delmarva Power, which is of course, the major electricity supplier in the state, which was, well, I guess you could characterize as cautiously welcoming this report. They said that they support the expansion of clean energy, including what they referred to as customer-sited solar. And they said that the report had provided what they called important insights. And so, they urged lawmakers to approach the issue of possibly raising the statewide limit on net metering in a very thoughtful way. I think it sounds like Delmarva Power isn't advocating that the state should go into this sort of head first, but thinking hard about what the implications are. But overall, the utility seemed to be in favor of the idea.
John, one issue often brought up when net metering is discussed is a concern that it creates a cost shift to non-solar customers, basically subsidizing the net metering customers. What did the report find about that? Is that something that does in fact happen or not?
Well, no. The report concluded that that there was in fact no subsidy. The argument runs is that if a solar customer does not pay money to the utility, then so, I mean, under normal circumstances, if the utility supplies electricity to that customer, then a portion of that consumer's bill will go towards things like maintenance and transmission costs and so on and so forth. And so the argument runs is that if a solar generating customer is not paying that money to the utility, then they are still benefiting from the utility's services, i.e., they're selling their own power, they may be selling their own power to the utility, and they're doing so without actually sharing the cost of that. So that's the negative aspect here. But the report. The report dismisses that and said that there is actually no subsidy. It points out that it reduces the overall that net metering reduces the overall cost of energy. It improves grid resiliency because there's less demand on the grid. It cleans the air and it creates jobs. And so in the report's telling, this was is a win-win.
So clearly, the report's pretty bullish on net metering solar. And one thing you've kind of alluded here is, Delaware, can build on this in some ways. Specifically, I guess, changing the cap on net metering. Tell us what that could look like. Where is that cap now, and what could be done to change it?
Well, the cap now is at 8%, and what that means is that. Utilities that state law says that utilities may choose not to accept new net metering customers after existing customers have reached 8% of the total monthly peak demand. And in some cases, what we're hearing is that net metering customers are already reaching that limit. And so what the report is saying is that Delaware lawmakers should consider raising that cap in order to reap all of the benefits that we've been talking about. And in the course of doing the report, they ran a scenario of what would happen if the state raised its net metering cap to 18%. And they concluded that the benefits still outweighed the costs of doing that. Now, I mean, I spoke with Drew Slater, who's the executive director of Energize Delaware, and I was pressing him on what limit should be placed on the net metering, and he wasn't willing to specify a number, but he made it clear that he thought that it was appropriate that Delaware should raise its net metering limit, and of course that is that's up to lawmakers to decide what the appropriate limit is. But there seemed to be general agreement that it should go up.
So, any sense of a general reaction to this report? I know it's still kind of early on, and I guess specifically, a sense of maybe the appetite for raising that net metering cap.
Well, I listened into the latest meeting of the Energy Stakeholders Group, and there seemed to be general support amongst those folks. And when you consider that the people on that committee represent a pretty broad range of interests, whether it be, utilities or consumer advocates or environmentalists and so on, state regulators, there was no or very little pushback against the idea that I heard during that session. So it would seem that there probably is fairly broad-based support for this idea. But again, we have to see what the legislature has to say about it.
So to wrap up, given the current climate surrounding utility bills in Delaware, which we've heard a lot about in the last few months, and hurdles that other energy alternatives like offshore wind are facing these days, does it feel like net metering holds some real potential for a state like Delaware, particularly if maybe they take an incremental approach toward, say, like increasing this cap and encouraging this kind of thing?
Well, it's certainly, I mean, obviously, as you pointed out, the report itself is very bullish on and it's very specific on the benefits to consumers of getting into net metering. I mean, clearly there are costs, individual cost savings involved. There's climate benefits. And one other point that the report makes is that net metering is very easy to understand. It's kind of an easy sell for the consumer. People advocates will say, well, hey, you can reduce your electricity costs by maybe 100% or some high proportion, it seems like there's no reason not to do it. So it does seem like presumably these ideas will filter down to the legislature, and maybe there'll be fruitful discussions as a result of that. But that's the next step in this process.
Thanks to contributor John Hurdle for his time this week. John's piece on net metering solar in the first state is available at DelawarePublic.org. And stay with us. We examine an alarming surge in colorectal cancer rates among young people and what's being done to address it. That's next on The Green here on Delaware Public Media.